The following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. A snowy Saturday morning. I am here live in studio, and I might add, Nick, I am on time, baby. How about that?
Yep.
Pretty good, huh?
That is good.
Now, fortunately, we're on the radio, so I didn't do my face today. I don't think anybody will notice or care, because there's no difference when I do or don't do it. But my wingmate and partner, Shannon, will be arriving momentarily. Everybody, thank you for driving so safely. A couple of spin-outs, but not too bad, you know, on the roads. I think Rhode Islanders are really... I think they're pretty good drivers, and I know I'm going against conventional wisdom. If you can set aside the optional use of turn signals, I think they do okay. Have you ever been in other towns and seen a little snowfall, like little towns and particularly south of here? You ever been down in Washington or Richmond or, you know, towns along?
Oh, yeah.
So I was stationed at Fort Belvoir in Northern Virginia. They'd get an inch of snow and the whole city would be paralyzed. I'm talking cars every place. No clue on how to navigate their vehicle through the mess. It was kind of amusing for a New Englander because we just sort of carved through this stuff for the most part. And here's what I don't get. You know, you get an inch of snow and the schools get canceled. Unfortunately, today's Saturday, so that's not such a big deal. But I remember when we were kids, they hardly ever canceled school. It seemed like you needed a blizzard to really get you home for that day. But, you know, times change, things change. But here's what doesn't change. It's our need to live a great life. And you know, something about the cold, it tends to correlate with pain. Now, those of you that have arthritis may notice you can predict the weather before it hits you. So today we're going to have a guest on later. It's going to share with us her story through the journey of improvement in her joints. And we're going to discuss some of the factors that go into contributing to the pain that you may not have thought of and some things that you can do that are safe and healthy to keep your joints and muscles feeling great. Now, as always, we do have availability. If somebody wants to chat with me or someone on the show, they can call. And Nick, what's that number for the call-in?
The phone numbers are 438-9776-WPRO and then toll-free 1-800-321-WPRO.
Fantastic. Now, we do have our weekly special at the Drip Bar. At Intellectual Medicine, we do intravenous high-dose vitamin infusions to support your good health. And we periodically like to offer our faithful listeners a kind of a surprise discount. And this week's surprise discount is for the wingman. Now, Nick, tell me, you know what a wingman is. You're a young guy, right?
I do know what a wingman
is. What's
a
wingman?
A wingman is a guy who helps you out.
There,
a lot of different situations.
Supports you
yeah.
through all your social endeavors, correct?
Yeah.
So we have a drip at our infusion center. It's called the Wingman. And it's intended for those of you, it's the holiday season. And one of the things we talk about this a lot in our weight loss medicine program, the Pettirudi Method for Weight Loss, we'll be talking about that today as well. The Pettirudi Method for Weight Loss, nothing has proven more successful. And one of the core elements of that is what we call hedonistic eating. Now, that means that you've got to eat in a reckless, fattening manner periodically. Or more specifically, the human brain requires play. And activity and recreation, it requires it. Think of a child. A child deprived of play becomes socially demented, right? And as an adult, if you constantly are working and serving and you are never recreating, well, it can be a little stale. And the problem with diets, and one of the reasons why they all fail across the board, is they tend to be artificial cycles of deprivation to achieve a numeric effect, but not impart permanent nutritional and behavioral change, and that's what is needed. And part of that is because you can't live without your favorite stuff forever. So this is a roundabout way of getting to the wingman. One of the things adults do recreationally is we'll take adult beverage in many cases, sometimes stay awake a little bit too late. Combination can lead you to feeling unwell. When we talk a lot on the show about the impact of free radicals on our health, these are those little molecules that are lacking an electron, and they bang around your body like a ball in a pinball machine, like little tiny sandpaper rubbing up against your cells, causing damage. Well, when you stay up too late, when you drink maybe one or two more than you ought to, when you're feeling that kind of duress, you get a flare of all those free radicals, and it makes you feel unwell. More importantly, it weakens your immune system. It can open the door for bad things to happen. Colds, infections, cold sores, shingles, pneumonia. And the granddaddy of all immunologic breakthroughs, cancer. So we have something called the Wingman. If you're going to go out and you know it's a holiday party time, call the center. And for $99, I can do that, right, Shannon? I can offer a discount.
You can do whatever you want.
Well, no, as long as you give me permission, right? If you're in charge of stuff.
Apparently today, yes.
That's what happens. You get here. How are the roads out there, by the way?
Gosh, you know, I really did not think they were going to be that bad.
Yeah.
You think a couple inches. I don't know. Normally you get on the highway and it's fine. They're really not great. So
no, they're
take
slippery.
Your time. They
you know,
are.
Do you know why there just aren't enough cars? And you need all those cars to, like, heat up the road.
Yeah, exactly.
I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got stuck behind a blockade of snowplows.
That's what I got stuck behind, too.
Yeah.
I got stuck behind a salter and two snowplows.
Yep.
And it, like, escorted me the whole way to work. But the only problem was at 3 miles an hour.
Yeah, they were all in formation. You couldn't get by them. Yeah. So you just stacked up. But so we're talking about the Wingman. Yeah, for $99 today only, and for listeners of this show only, you can come in and get a high-dose infusion of vitamins and glutathione. How great is that? Glutathione is the king of all antioxidants. It neutralizes free radicals, and you will be set for a healthy night. So thinking of snowplows, and here's my question of the day. If you could do any job for a week just to experience what it would be like, what might that be? And on a day like this, I'm thinking it'd be kind of cool to bomb around with a huge snowplow, just bashing snow and lights on, everybody getting out of your way. What do you think, Shan?
Oh, no. It's cold. It's noisy. I don't know.
Well, okay, here's another job. Maybe not a week, but maybe for a day. I wonder what it's like to be a coal miner. I mean, you know, hopping in that little thing, going underground. What do you think?
If it's like in the movies with like the roller coasters, what cartoon was that?
Yeah, it's like what, Indiana Jones or something.
Yeah,
go down there with my pickaxe, just be one of the guys. Well, you know, should we give away like intellectual medicine doctor for a week? We could have somebody on the show. We'll give them a white coat and we'll say, look, you get to be Dr. Pittery for the week. You just sit and say, look, I'm not a doctor, but I listen to his show every week and I think I got this. Well, listen, if your joints are aching, stay with us, folks, because we're going to be talking about how to make them healthy. Look, you want to live 120 years, I'm all on board. You just don't want to be suffering in pain. I am Dr. Pedderity here with Shannon and Nick. We're having a great morning. Stay with us, folks. We'll see you after the break. Oh, yeah. A snowy day. I hope you're sitting inside. Little cup of coffee, maybe your fire is going, and you're listening to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pedderuti and Shannon. And Shannon, what are you going to do after the show?
Go to the office.
Well, that sounds very exciting. You know what we have at our office, folks? It is a beautiful office, and we actually have a coffee machine there. How cool is that?
We do.
That's just, you know, it's life's little pleasures. So I'm coming to you this morning, and, you know, my joints feel great. And the important detail there is when I was in college, I tore my anterior cruciate ligament. It was 1978, 79, and they did not know how to repair them. And I remember the doctor looking at me and saying, your anterior cruciate ligament is torn. You will never play football again. This is devastating. That was my identity in college and high school. And he said, you can't play. And you know, that doctor was so cold-hearted and so dismissive, and it angered me. So I started research. Now, mind you, I'm a sophomore in college. My career is allegedly over. So I started researching, and I asked him a question. I said, Doc, if I never play again, will the ligament grow back? And he said, well, no, it won't. And he said, but, you know, you're prone to get arthritis. And I said, and Doc, if I never play again, will it stop me from getting arthritis? He said, well, no, you're going to get it anyhow. So I gave some thought to those two answers, and I said, well, hell that, I'll play. And I did research, and I found out a lot of details about joints, even before I went to medical school, and I started to apply them to my own circumstance, and I played 2 more years of football at a fairly high level. I was never quite the same, but I had fun, and I'm still having fun, and that was, good Lord, that was 40 years ago, and my joint is still clicking along. And joining us now from North Smithfield is Sharon, who's a client of ours at the Intellectual Medicine. And I thought, Sharon, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things over in North Smithfield? How's the snow looking there?
Oh, it's pretty good. It's accumulating.
It's looking beautiful from inside your house, looking out at it through the window, I'm going to guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you have no intention of going out in it. Is that right?
Oh, well, I have to. I don't really have an option.
Well, I like that. A passion for life. Don't let it stop you. Now, how's the joints doing on the snow? Can you tell when the weather's going to change? Does it get to you?
No. It used to, but not anymore. Like a day like this, yep. I used to feel it, and I don't now.
Well, that's beautiful to hear. Well, listen, you and I have been together for a little while now, but I'd like to take our listening audience back to how you first decided to come to Intellectual Medicine. What was happening, and what motivated you to pick up the phone and come see us?
Well, I have arthritis in both knees, and in the past year, I had been to see two orthopedic doctors who both told me that my left knee was bone on bone, the arthritis, and that I had no other option except a knee replacement, that cortisone shots, that wasn't going to help me. And I didn't want to do that, but the pain was so severe, it was keeping me awake at night. I was hobbling around during the day. I was unable to do my daily activities. So I decided I was going to go for the tests and the CAT scans, and I thought that was my only option, was to have surgery.
So there you were, by very good, incompetent doctors. And by the way, folks, we do have some of the finest orthopedic surgeons in the country right in our humble state, and I do respect my colleagues, but sometimes we look at problems a bit differently. They told you it was your only option, so why didn't you just go forward and get the surgery? I mean, you weren't sleeping at night. The pain is intense.
Right, and I actually started to go through the steps of getting ready for the surgery. And then I was actually in the doctor's office sitting with the surgeon. They were scheduling a surgery date, and I just looked at him and said, no, I can't go through this. There has to be another way. I just...
So there you were in the doctor's office, and how did you get to us from there?
Actually, it was my daughter. One of my daughters recommended that I go see you. So I said, well, it can't hurt. I'll set up an appointment and see what happens. And I did not have expectations just because I thought, well, how can you cure this without surgery? It's bone on bone.
I want to amplify that comment a little bit. Bone on bone. How does that sound to you, Shannon? Somebody
Terrible.
Says you have bone on bone.
Ooh, painful.
Terrible.
Painful. You know, and here's the problem, folks. Listen closely because we're going to blow up the myth of arthritis. That myth is maybe not the right word, but misunderstanding. The human body, folks, is constantly trying to heal itself. You are not a hinge. This does not get rusty and progress unabatedly, no matter your condition, and especially arthritis. And even if it's bone on bone, there are often things that can be done to reverse that process and heal that joint. Now, what I'm telling you goes against the dogma that I was taught in medical school and that most orthopedic surgeons believe. Because when you're bone on bone, there ain't nothing left, right? It's bone. It's rusted. The joint is shot. It's worn out. But wait a minute. In the background, the body's desperately trying to heal itself. In many cases, all that you need to do is give the body the tools it needs to recover the joint, the heart, the brain, the muscle, the part of your body that is not functioning correctly. You know, in anti-aging medicine, we have a saying, you're as old as your oldest part. And if your oldest part is your knee and your knee is 80 years old, you're not going to have a fun life.
No.
So you came to see me kind of on a hope and a prayer. Hey, maybe something will happen. I don't know. You're at your last rope. Now, tell us about what happened next. So I'm talking to you, and we're having a conversation about how we can maybe help your knee. And, you know, you had to make a leap of faith because everybody you spoke to said your knee shot.
Right. And I sat there with you in your office, and you told me that you could help me without surgery.
Pretty bold statement.
It was, and it actually, I don't know if you remember, but it made me cry. And you looked at me and said, am I overwhelming you? And I said, I'm just so relieved that you honestly think you can help me without surgery. I was just elated. I couldn't believe that there was actually a glimmer of hope.
Right. There is hope. And, you know, Sharon, your story is not unique. You're not a one-case circumstance. And as I shared with my listeners, I don't know if you were listening at that point, this started with my own journey, as often happens with doctors trying to heal their own condition, when I was told that my knee was shot and, you know, I'd have to hang up my football cleats. And, you know, just last weekend I was out having a blast skiing at Killington with my two sons, something at 57 that they said I shouldn't be doing. And a week prior to that, I was playing basketball. I don't know if you can call what I do playing basketball. Let's just say I was on the court, and they were kind enough to not make fun of me as I went. Although I was shooting, I was blazing hot. I must have been 1 for 10, which for me is just actually scorching the net. So when we come back after this break, we do need to take a little break. Sharon, can you stay with us?
Sure.
Great, because we're going to be talking a little bit about the journey that you took, some of the things that seemed to help. And certainly, I think I've got, about a minute here. We're going to tell you what not to do, folks. And one of the things not to do is do not take non-steroidals for your arthritic joint on a daily basis and think that is helping. They are toxic. They increase heart attacks and strokes. They cause bloody gastric irritation. There's many things bad about them. I'm going to amplify that a little bit. It's a horrible drug. It's an over-the-counter drug. I don't think it should be. I think it should be prescription. I think there is as harmful to people as any drug that I can think of. The emergency rooms are chock full of folks with complications from these horrible drugs that have almost no role for chronic pain, no role for chronic pain. But, I mean, you got a headache, you want to take a Motrin, that's one thing. But if you're getting up every day and you're getting by taking ibuprofen or taking naproxen or Celebrex, you know, these drugs are problematic, and the FDA gave warnings about strokes and heart attacks.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
And we are back. We're having a conversation with Sharon from North Smithfield here with Shannon, and we're talking about your joint health. Now, Sharon came to see us with bone-on-bone arthritis in both knees and recommendation from two separate highly regarded surgeons saying that her only option forward was to replace her knees with surgery. Sharon, at that point, were you taking pain medicines? Were you taking any over-the-counter medicines?
I was. I was taking 2 leaves every 12 hours. Around the clock.
Were they helping?
It would take the edge off.
So not quite enough to get you where you want to be. And that's been my universal experience with these drugs. And if you're using the non-steroidal drugs every day for pain, please find another path forward. And there are many of them. Here's the problem with those drugs, Sharon. And I don't know if they told you this, but they increase your risk of heart attacks and strokes. Now, was that something that you were aware of? They increase your risk of ulcers and gastric bleeding. Now, is that something that you were informed about?
No.
They increase your risk of acid reflux. They interfere with the physiologic restoration of the cartilage itself. And there are studies that show that those drugs can give temporary comfort, but can lead to more rapid deterioration of the joint as well. There's almost nothing good about them. I can't say enough bad things about them. Shannon, I need more adjectives. What can we do? How can we stop people from taking these awful drugs?
Come see you.
See Intellectual Medicine. Now, look, folks, if you got a headache or something, you want to take an occasional Aleve, every now and then I'll take an Aleve. Sometimes when I go to play basketball,
I'm just going to say that
when I go to play hoop or if I'm going out skiing, sporadically, but it is not, they should not be used for chronic pain. They don't work that great. Right, Sharon? I mean, they didn't work that great.
No.
Yeah. So you and I sat and I remember I outlined a treatment plan. Now you are a fit woman. You eat intelligently. Stop me if I'm wrong here, but you were never reckless in any of your lifestyle behaviors.
Oh, no.
And yet we were able to analyze percentage body fat and determine that there was an opportunity to improve things in part by modifying percent body fat, in essence, shrinking fat.
Yeah.
And the other cornerstone of joint health is restoration of muscle power. And then lastly, use of the right combination of supplements. Now, first, with regard to the weight, I'm guessing this is something many of our patients try to achieve on their own. And when, you know, the complexity and difficulty of losing weight, I've said this often, it's the hardest thing to do in all of medicine is healthfully lose fat and keep it off. The hardest thing to do. And unfortunately, most doctors are utterly ignorant in this arena. And they simply look at the patient and say, you know, it'd help you if you lost weight. You really ought to lose weight. Go diet and exercise. That's a throwaway phrase that is harmful to patients. It's harmful because it implies that it's that easy. I don't know. Did anybody ever counsel you and say, yeah, you know, you ought to lose weight for your knee?
No.
Yeah, see, no. Because, you know, you were never obese, really, but that percent body fat affects the knee. And here's how it does it. Certainly, weight itself is a stress on the joint, but that's not the primary vehicle. It's because those fat cells are oozing cytokines and other pro-inflammatory mediators that are irritating the joint and basically like rubbing salt on the wound. That's what the pro-inflammatory mediators do. When you add strength training to that and you put in the right mix of supplements, now one key supplement is in fact glucosamine and chondroitin. You must have a high quality product and it must be at the right milligram dosage in order to achieve great benefit. In a study they did, they found glucosamine and chondroitin, when given over 3 months period of time, worked better than Celebrex. You familiar with that drug, Sharon?
Yes, I take it every day.
Celebrex? No. Oh, man.
Not the Celebrex, yeah.
Oh, the glucosamine, yeah. Okay, yeah. I was going to say, no.
Not supplement, yeah.
Yeah, the supplement, that's a great asset. But the benefit of it is it actually goes to the cartilage itself and helps restore it. It actually gives the cartilage the raw materials it needs to rebuild itself and to get healthier. Now, let's go back to the bone on bone. If, in fact, you had bone on bone and the cartilage was completely gone, why do your knees feel better today?
Maybe that wasn't true.
Maybe not. And this is part of intellectual medicine. You listen to the patient's circumstance. You create a remedy based on science. Now, my critics might say, well, there's no evidence that this works. There's no study that this, your approach, Dr. Pedretti, the Pedretti method for weight loss combined with your other modalities, there's no study proving it works. Sharon, you are a case study, one of many, and you have told our listeners today how it's changed your life and how your knees have gotten better.
Yeah.
So there's nothing but good things in your future, and we can postpone that surgery and just enjoy life for a little while.
Right. And it didn't take a long time. I only went to see you in August. It took 4 months for me to get to this point.
You know, that's 4 months worth investing in. And I will say this, folks, not everybody is going to have a result like Sharon's, but many will. And if, in fact, you end up needing surgery, you'll be one healthy dude when you get that surgery done. The rest of it. Sharon, what a delight having you on the show this morning. I think you've really helped enlighten so many people that are listening. And so many people, listen, I'll say this, nobody should get a joint replaced until they see me first. I don't know if that's...
Definitely.
That's just being too extreme, but, you know, it's worth the conversation. Listen, yeah. Stay warm, stay out of the snow, Sharon, and we'll see you at the center.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Goodbye now. How am I doing over here, Nick? Do we need to go to break? We do. Well, you know, we're keeping you up to date on the snowstorm here at WPRO, the voice of Southern New England. I'm Dr. Pedretti. This is Intellectual Medicine. And we are back. I'm Dr. Pedretti here with Shannon on a beautiful snowy morning. Here's my advice, too, by the way. Don't shovel your driveway. Hire some dude to do it for you, man. That's just stressful. If you don't know that your heart is healthy, how many people do we peel out of snowbanks keeling over because it's cold, it's windy, and they got to get that driveway shoveled? The other thing are these snow blowers. They're a pox. They fill up emergency rooms with cut-off fingers. I don't know. That's just me talking about snow and how to get rid of it. But we have on the line now George from Providence. Good morning, George. You're with Dr. Pedretti on Intellectual Medicine. George, do you have to shovel your driveway today?
No, I got a snow blower.
All right, man. Be careful with that sucker. You know, I'm concerned about it. How many times do people reach in there? Have you ever had your snow blower get clogged up?
Oh, yeah.
And what do you do if it gets clogged up?
Shut it down.
Now, ever, now, you can be honest, just us talking. Nobody's really listening, George. But have you ever gotten so tired and so fed up that you just, oh, man, I just got to get that little lump of thing out of there. I'm not going to shut it down. Did that ever cross your mind?
No, I shut it down.
You're a smart guy. People, shut
it
down.
Don't take any chances. You can't take any chances.
No, it's a power equipment. Well, George, how can I help you this morning? What's on your mind?
I'm taking the hyaluronic acid and the glucosamine together for knee problems, severe. And I'm also supplementing with curcumin.
Yep.
And trying to do that. You know, sometimes I have to take an 800 milligram ibuprofen before I go to bed because I lie there, my knees have the bone-on-bone thing and all kinds of problems.
Right.
But then around 5 o'clock in the morning, from my knees down on both legs, my legs get very painful and stiff, and it wakes me up.
Right.
Just they get very tight, like somebody's got a vice grip around my muscles.
So here are a few things that can be happening. When you're in the bone-on-bone world that you're living in, the cartilage itself needs to be restored. Now, here's how cartilage gets its nourishment. It gets it through compression, that it has no blood supply. And the way it gets nourished is by compressing it, actually utilizing it and squeezing it. And there's a balance between physical activity and rest. Too much physical activity will flare up a bone-on-bone knee, and not enough will accelerate its deterioration. What tends to happen is because of modifications in the way you walk and because we sometimes don't utilize that limb as much, the muscles, in this case the calf muscles, can become a little bit weakened. They can be prone toward contraction. We have found that some high-dose oral magnesium can help that and is very safe to use, George. It's easy to get. It's reasonable to get that over the counter, and that may be of some benefit. Now, when we were talking with Sharon earlier, it's important to emphasize that while I'm pleased that you're taking the supplement and it has value, it needs to be complemented with other elements, one of which is power, muscle mass. And what we find, George, is if the muscles above and below the knee are stronger, then it helps to revitalize the knee. And this gets really hard to do because the knee hurts. Oftentimes, if you're past the age of 45 or 50, your testosterone and your hormone levels are starting to fade. In many cases, we'll combine a weight loss program with the hormone support, and by dropping percent body fat and increasing muscle mass, the pain magically evaporates. Now, even if you get on the scale and the weight's not bad, you need to have a body analysis performed to determine percentage of body fat. The target for men is to get it 70 or below, and for women, it's 30% or less of your total body weight as fat weight. And that is to control those inflammatory elements that we were talking about earlier. So a percent body fat analysis would be of value. Another element would be consideration of hormonal enhancement to build power around the joint. And then a very exciting advance is PRFM, platelet-rich fibrin matrix. This is a remarkable advance in joint health and also in facial anti-aging, where we actually take the patient's blood, a small sample of it, spin it down in a special centrifuge separating the platelets and plasma from the rest of the elements. That becomes supercharged healing juice, if you will. It has growth factors in it that we inject back into the joint, and it helps to revitalize and restore the cartilage. So, George, putting all these pieces together can help to turn the arc of pain around regarding your knee. So I'm pleased with what you're doing. I think you're on the right path. I would look forward to adding those other elements. Do you get any strength training in, George? Are you a workout kind of guy other than your snowblower?
No. I started walking, and I started getting back into doing some cardio stuff. And then my knees started giving out, especially my right knee. And the inflammation was so bad, I just...
So here's the thing about walking, and I do like walking. It's not going to help the knee get stronger. We need power training, we need hormones, and maybe a little PRFM. Hey, George, thanks for calling in today, and I hope this helps you.
Are you still doing the 99
bit.
Special today, or is it the office closed? Can I do that?
No, yeah, we're open
today.
Oh,
no, we're there. 9 to 2, we're there.
Oh, you are? Because I called, and the answering machine picked up and said you were closed.
Not till 9. Yeah, we open at 9.
What's that phone number, Shad?
Our office phone is 401
9-something number?
Yep, 921-5934, and 9 o'clock the phones go on.
Hey, George, thanks a ton for calling. I'm Dr. Pedderuti with Shannon. This is Intellectual Medicine. Folks, we will see you after the break. Hey, gang, I am back. This is Dr. Pedderuti with Shannon, and today we've been talking about joints and how to keep them healthy. To reflect and summarize, glucosamine and chondroitin and other supplements have value, but you must combine them with the Pedderuti method for weight loss if you're above the percent body fat, 20 for men, 30 for women, along with the right balance of bioidentical hormones for strength and enhancement. And today we've got the $99 special. Shannon, what do we have going on today?
We do. Wingman drip today, $99. You can call the office, 401-921-5934. If you want to schedule, if you're that type, you want to schedule, or you can just come down between 9 and 2 and walk in.
But they have to tell them they heard it here. WPRO, the voice
exactly.
of Southern New England.
Mm-hmm.
Pedderuti Intellectual Medicine. What does a wingman do for folks?
Oh, you know, you're going to have a drink tonight maybe or two. You're going to feel better.
It's going to boost up their antioxidants, and that mm-hmm. glucosamine is magic. I can vouch for it personally. I might be doing one today when I get back to the office. Anyhow, we do have on the line, I think we have some time to take this call, Nick, don't we? It's Bruno from Westport. Good morning, Bruno. I'm Dr. Pedderuti. You're on Intellectual Medicine.
Good morning, doctor. I was explaining to your colleague, I got a 17-year-old son, past couple of years been doing strength and conditioning. And it just seems, I don't know if it's the additional weight he's put on. He's put on about, 25 pounds. And he just seems so fatigued. He's playing high school basketball. And I don't know if there was anything with regards to supplements. Obviously, the cardio that he's doing isn't doing it.
Right.
Maybe.
Right. So when you've got an athlete who's in training and is experiencing fatigue, we immediately go to micronutrient deprivations. These kids,
okay.
you know, Bruno, they're working so hard. They get up at 6 in the morning. They fly out the door. They feed them lunch at like 10 in the morning. It's ridiculous sometimes. And then if he's an athlete, he's going from class to his sport. And even though he's doing his best nutritionally, there can be large gaps that are happening in the course of the day. What we do for these athletes that are burning the candle at both ends, we have IV infusions of energy drips that include high doses of B12. That are really beneficial for restoration. And with the over-the-counter multivitamins don't tend to have value at all. You want to be mindful, of course, of healthy sleep cycles. The other element would be the right kind of mitochondrial supplements can be helpful. There's one called L-carnitine.
What is it?
L-carnitine, capital L with a hyphen. The second word is carnitine. We find this to be helpful as a mitochondrial supplement. That's doses of 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams.
Oh,
yeah. But, he's worthy of looking into that, Bruno. Great job getting the muscle mass on your boy. Another detail is creatine can be of help. But, I love talking to these young athletes, even though he's not in need maybe of anti-aging in the moment. Restoration. Thanks for calling, Bruno. I'm Dr. Pedderuti. I hope you guys have a beautiful weekend. Stay safe, stay warm, and on behalf of Shannon and Nick, have a beautiful week. We will be here live next week, Christmas Eve. See you guys. Signing out.